My thoughts, my opinion. Sports podcast.
Yo, what it is? Welcome back to another episode of MTMO Sports Podcast, Dougs. And this is going to be a very, very, very special episode, man, because I have a special guest who I feel like that this young lady is about to bring the Baltimore City up with her and her upcoming, man, because she is a true baller, man, and she's a true scholar too, man. And shout out to my co-worker, Mr. Joe, man, for actually putting me on to his niece, man. And before I get more to her, y'all already know I gotta support my ladies as always, man. So ladies, if you out here looking to play flag football or interested into playing flag football, this is the team that I think you should try out, man. Next Level Flag Football for girls, man. And they all have for the ages of 13 to 18, and they are doing their thing, man. I was just recently watching their games just about a week or two ago, and these young ladies are out here putting it on, man. So if you are into football, you are interested in to playing flag football, hit up Coach Jazz right here, man. Next Level Flag Football for the ladies. And I guarantee you will not be disappointed, because I feel like that this is a great organization for our young ladies, man. And, you know, right now, young ladies are really the peak of sports in my eyes, in my opinion. I feel like the ladies' sports are just keep on growing and getting better and better. And this is why I had to invite my special guest on today, because I feel like as the sport is growing and getting bigger for the young ladies, that this young lady is also going to get big and grow and also going to be on somebody's TV in the next couple of years. I guarantee y'all, man. So I'm going to be the first person to put y'all on with her. You feel me? So never say I never gave y'all nothing. You feel me? So I would like to bring on my special guest, man. She is a sophomore at the inner city, Baltimore City High School, man, at Forest Park High School. And like I said, she is bringing the noise when it comes to sports, man. I would like to go ahead and bring on my guest, Miss Mackenzie Fitzgerald.
Hey,
Miss Mackenzie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you on, man, because your uncle has been talking nothing but good stuff about you, man. Mr. Joe, that's all we talk about. Every time I come to work, he was like, Dave, did you check out my niece yet? You check out my niece yet? She need to be on your show. And I was like, no, Mr. Joe, what's her name? Let's put me on to her. And now we are finally here, man. So how you feel today?
I feel great, you know? Life be living, cooling. Can't complain with you.
I hear that. That's what's up, man. So let's get the viewers to get to know who you really are. You know what I mean? Everybody knows that we're going to be talking about sports, but let's talk about who is Mackenzie. In three words, how would you describe yourself?
I would go with determined, eager, and adventurous.
Oh, okay. Determined, eager, adventurous. And do you, is that in the order that you would put it in, or that's just in random order?
Nah, I think I would stick with the random order. I think I like the random order.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, you know, I'm from Baltimore. You from Baltimore. You know, it's, Baltimore always get the bad reputation of, you know, being one of the violent city and everything. And probably like top 10, top 5 or whatever the situation is. It's always a diamond in the rough. And I feel like that you are one of those diamonds in the rough. So what is it like for you growing up in Baltimore City?
Growing up in Baltimore, it's just like, well, you know, you got your places that you don't go. I'm cool off of that. But when you stay out of stuff, it's not even like it's Baltimore. It's just like you at your regular home and you doing you and you chilling.
Right, right. True, you stay out. So do you pretty much stay away from the trouble, make sure the trouble doesn't come into your inner circle and stuff like that? Or are you like, or are you about that drama a little bit? What do you fit in with?
I don't do that drama. I keep it.
That's exactly what I like to hear. So what type of music are you into?
I'm about to go
a
Rod Wave. Always Young Boy.
No, not you, too. I guess the Young Boy is a part of this generation right here, man.
Always Young Boy. Go YBS Scholar. Yeah, I think that's my
It seemed like you just all into rap with no R&B in there. You just strictly rap.
Nah, I ain't no Chris Brown type. You know, you need something that's gonna pump you up. Yeah, I'm into that.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But what's wrong with Chris Brown? What's wrong with R&B? You just
ain't nothing wrong with R&B. You got a lot of talented singers, but
just not for you. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man. So, who is your favorite artist? I heard you name YoungBoy, YBS, Scholar, but it's time for game time. You want to get into that mode. Who's your go-to artist that you be like, yep, it's going to put me in this mode?
You got me there. I don't know, because I listen to a lot of different stuff. So if we going with rappers-wise, I'm going to go with YoungBoy, of course. Of course.
Of Murder course.
And all, of course. But I listened to gospel rap before. Games too. I listen to that. I'm gonna have to go with the top one, YoungBoy. Top one gotta be YoungBoy.
All right, so well, since we on YoungBoy, what's the song that you will pick out of YoungBoy catalog? I give you three songs. I know, because it sounds like YoungBoy just getting played through your ears a lot. So I'm pretty sure if you anything like my kids, you ain't gonna be able to just pick one song.
Don't make
I let you pick three top songs from YoungBoy.
Don't make me do that. I can't cheat. Everything just be vibing. I can't cheat.
It's nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, since we in the talking head about athletics or whatnot, man, you have a favorite team in basketball?
Lakers, hands down.
You know what? This is why I'm glad I brought you on, man. Even though we ain't do too good this year. But at the same time, man, the Lakers, they are my favorite team too. So is LeBron your guy?
LeBron my number two.
Oh, who's your number one?
Curry.
Hold up. How you gonna be a Laker fan? But LeBron is not number one.
Not number one, though. I love the whole team and combined of the whole entire NBA, but if I'm going with top favorite in general, we're going to go with Curry.
Oh, my goodness, Kenzie. You is killing me. You went from a Laker fan to liking Curry, man. It's like, I don't know who you really ride with. I think you might be a Warriors fan on the low. You just don't really want to say it. You know, your pops could be right there. He's probably a Laker fan, and you just probably say, I'm going to just say because he's right here.
Nah, I'm a Lakers fan. It ain't got nothing to do with him because football-wise, I'm a Steelers fan.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. I just feel like you just cussed at me, man. No way. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, you. Uh-oh. Somebody showing you love right there, Uncle Joe, right there.
Hey,
I can't believe you said that. That really threw me off. You a Steeler fan?
Yeah.
Is your dad a Steeler fan too?
No, not at all.
So I know y'all having heated rivalries in the house. Is he a Ravens fan at least?
Yeah, but you know the Steelers beat the Ravens. Just saying.
We gonna stay that topic for a little later because I feel like you trying to get off on a bad foot now, man. You started off good. Now you talking this Warriors and Steelers, and you gotta stick to your guns, man. What are you doing? All right, since Steph Curry is your favorite athlete, why is he your favorite athlete?
I like how shifty he is, usually. The way he can play make and make everything happen for everybody, even the bench players. He makes something happen. And I like that in a particular player. Like, if you can run the floor a certain way and you just make it look pretty and, like, everything is just set up nicely and you're going through the motions and it's the right motions, he makes that happen.
Okay. Good answer. Yeah, I can ride with that because Steph do make things a little easier, especially because he's such a threat. As soon as he stepped to half court, it's not even over half court. As soon as he stepped to half court, he can let it fly from anywhere. So he most definitely kind of tightens the defense a little bit and kind of relaxes the offense. Since we had to go with the Steelers, what make you like the Steelers? I just gotta ask.
You want the honest truth?
I want the honest truth.
All right, my grandmother was a Steelers fan when I was little, before she left us. When I was little, we used to watch the games and whatnot. And then I just remember how much they used to get into it. And as time grew, I started liking the Steelers and whatnot. And now my father and me get into it. So.
I'm on your pop side on this one. You know what I mean? I love it that you know you keep tradition in the family just a little bit, but you can't be arguing with pops, man. Not when it comes to no Ravens versus Steelers. Yes, y'all might have beat us, but when the last time the Steelers won the championship?
When the last time y'all won a championship? Don't answer that.
What was that, 2012?
Don't answer that.
Okay. I was getting ready to say, I don't think you want that answer. It was way late. It was much, much later than the Steelers. So I don't think you want me to answer that.
All right, that's fine.
Steelers ain't won since Big Ben.
Huh?
Steelers haven't won since Big Ben now. All
right. We ready to get some pieces, though.
Since you feeling like that, what makes you think that the Steelers can be a threat this year? Then,
don't we got Patrick Mahomes this year? Mm-hmm. We don't. Russell Wilson. We got Russell. Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. you sure you still want to ride with the Steelers now?
No, I'm gonna ride till we die. But never mind.
Nah, we're gonna leave that subject alone. Then we're gonna leave that subject alone. Are you into TV shows or anything in that nature?
TV shows? I'm into movies. I like
movies. All right, well, hit me with what's your favorite movie all time?
The Hate U Give.
And why is that?
I feel like it actually has a message to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole entire, and if you read the book was actually better than the movie. But The Hate U Give got to be number one. It has, well, you know, we from Baltimore. So Everything that happens with gun violence, even with her friend dying or whatnot, she still managed, even though she was going through it, she pushed through. And at the end of the day, she figured out what she wanted in her and what she could do and how to get through it. And I felt that.
That's what's up. You know, because most people only would know that, you know, from that movie. Most people wouldn't really know that it was a book. So for you to actually read the book and knew it was a book, man, that's a big plus right there. That lets me know that you're not just visual. You also like to read and get more information and not just what you see on TV. Because most people will get brainwashed from what they see on TV. So it sounds like you would see it and like, nah, let me do a little bit more research into that, and I think that's the best way of doing that.
Yeah, because people don't be realizing, like, the books be way better, like, hands down. And sometimes they leave out, like, characters in movies or scenes that was actually important, and they don't portray the way that how it really was in the book inside the movie.
Okay, that's something to really think about, because me, I'm not a book person. But I'm starting to hear a lot of people do say like the books are better than movies or the actual visual type things, because like you said, you get more out of the book. And maybe is it because of, do you have like a strong imagination also, so you can kind of vision what you're reading?
Yeah, I used to do poetry and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Okay. You just an all-around person, because I also found out something about you today. I also had to do my research that you're not just only a hooper. You are a three-sport athlete. I see that you play volleyball, which is right here, you know. Which was dope because my daughter plays volleyball, and this is her first year in high school playing volleyball and stuff like that. And also, I seen that you play softball.
Mm-mm.
No?
No? Nah.
So what's the third sport then?
Volleyball, basketball, tennis.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Serena Williams. What make you get into tennis?
Well, first of all, I had to do something running, keeping in shape.
Okay.
But at first I was going to do track. Everybody told me to do track. But I don't know. If you run track, that's fine. It's just not fun to me. It's just not fun to me. But it's just like, it's no contact with nothing. It's you just running. And I'm just sitting here like, running cool and all. But it's nothing to it. It's just running. I'm just like, yeah, I couldn't do track. I think I went to one practice. I saw how it was. And I was just like, nah, I can't do this. Not even the fact that like, I was tired enough. But I wasn't tired. I was just like, this is boring. This is not for me. This is not for me. But with tennis, it was like playing volleyball, but just you and a racket.
Right.
So, the same concept, but it was fun. Other than being out in the sun.
Oh, let me find out you're not the person that likes the heat and all that good stuff.
I'm not. I'm probably, well,
it's starting to be like that for everybody. You know, this Maryland heat do be, it's a little different. You know, this ain't no down south swamp heat, but this humidity up here that we get do be a little bit too much.
It's not even just the heat though, it's the pollen.
True.
They win every time.
So let's talk about basketball a little bit.
Okay.
How was basketball introduced to you?
When I was little, I played soccer. But me and my father, we used to watch basketball games all the time and wrestling matches. Especially wrestling matches, but especially basketball games. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was little, I always wanted to do that. I was playing soccer. I hated being outside, went inside. I got a ball kicked to my stomach. I was done. So then I went to basketball. Then I started when I was like, third grade, playing with, I think, fifth graders.
Okay.
I never forget my first coach. That was Coach Nelson. He the reason why I play defense like I did.
Big shout out to Coach right there, man. That's what's up. So once you got introduced into basketball, like, was it, you know, you try and transition from soccer? Because I ain't even gonna lie, I got kicked in the shin one time, and I was like, nah, this ain't my sport. This is most definitely not for me. So was that transition a little easy for you since you was already kind of interested in playing basketball?
I think so, yeah. It was like, you know how you fall in love at first sight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick up a ball, everything just go away. Especially when you're in the gym just by yourself getting shots up. Like, my property.
So, do you use basketball as like an outlet for yourself? You know, when you want to get away from the world a little bit? Is that your peace of mind?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just say you're having a bad day, nothing really going your way. Do you automatically be like, you know what? Let me just go throw up a couple shots real quick that kind of get me out of my mood? Or do you have to kind of find your way to the game a little bit and then it kind of eases your mind?
Yeah, I want to say a mix of both, because sometimes it's just like I'll either go down to the gym, get some shots up, or I'll go home, just be going like this. Or my mother, God help her, we go to the gym together.
Why you got, hold on, before you keep going, why is it God help her?
You ain't ever been to the gym with my mother. Oh my gosh. And you know one of them infinity loop things?
Mm-hmm.
In her room, dying. I remember one time, not to get sidetracked, but I remember one time she doing that. She's sitting here trying to quit because my mother, I'm her motivation, she's mine. So I grab the spray bottle. You stop, you get sprayed with the spray bottle. Simple as that.
Right.
So I'm doing that. I ain't gonna lie. I got my tail. I almost got my tail whooped that day. I got chased around that house. I didn't even know she could run.
I guess that's why you don't like running now, huh?
I said I'm traumatized. Like, I'm really traumatized.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I'm kind of traumatized from like walkie talkies, because one time I plucked my mom with the walkie talkie antenna, and the way she turned around and backhanded me, it was like I didn't expect that reaction. And she didn't really feel sorry for me when she hit me. It was just like, that was you get. I was like, well, damn, man, come on now. You got to be a little bit more lenient than that. I didn't expect the whole backhand.
Either that or go get that switch.
All right. So you are in your sophomore year in high school. Mm-hmm. What's the difference from your freshman year and this year playing basketball?
I was the baby. I was the baby. I guess you put it like this. Your freshman year is literally your easiest year because you don't have nothing to worry about. Like, you don't have to, like, sit here and think, like, oh, what if colleges are looking at me? What if they're not? Oh, who am I sitting here trying to get offers over? Like, you don't really think that in your mind because it's, like, it's your year to showcase you.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, you like, oh, yeah, I got to worry about that. What I'm going to do. So, like, I guess freshman year was just, like, easier in a way. And then it's also, like, it's a transfer from a whole nother middle school to high school, which they're nothing alike at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And I'm just sitting here like, all right, it's the work of that. Plus, I have to make sure your grades is good. Luckily, I think I had like a 3.5. And I think that's the hardest thing, like, between sophomore and freshman year. Like, just, it was less of a worry last year. And this year, it's just like, oh, I'm growing up. I got to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, stepping into your sophomore year, it's like you kind of – the attention start going on you just a little bit. You know what I mean? Especially like what you were saying, like freshman year, you're just worrying about making the team a little bit. You ain't really worrying about if you're going to get that much bump or anything, you know, because eventually it will come if your game can really prove that you can deserve that bump or not.
Right.
But sophomore year is like now, like you said, colleges are kind of keen on you a little bit. They're trying to figure out is in the next couple of years – Are they going to offer you anything in that nature? So I can most definitely see that. So now you in your sophomore year, you seen that it was a little bit different from your freshman year. Is it different grade wise or is it different talent wise?
Talent wise? Nah, not talent wise.
Grade wise?
No, not talent wise. But grade-wise, you know, these teachers just get meaner and meaner.
That's not – they. Like I tell my kids, the teachers are not mean. They are also preparing you for the tough world because everything is not gumdrops and rainbows. You know, you're going to have to kind of take your – you're going to get more no's than you're going to get yes.
Right.
So I think that teachers are also the way they are, their demeanor is not to be mean. It's to also get you to realize like people outside your parents ain't supposed to say yes to you all the time. You're going to get a lot of no's. And I just think that some kids haven't really realized that yet. Like no's are kind of important also than your yeses, because if that one person tell you no, that don't mean the whole thing has to be no.
Right.
You know, you just have to find a different way to get a different answer now, you know, and also not accepting no. So I just think that, you know, teachers are not getting meaner. It's just that that's just life in general, you know, and I just think that hopefully, you know, most kids will catch on and not put their feelings into it. Because once you get to the next level, you think them college coaches are going to be the same as high school coaches? They're going to be mean too. They're going to be saying some things that you probably didn't expect them to even think. Like, oh, you can say that to me? Like, hold on, I'm still under 18. You can't say that to me, but our nationality, they is going to say that to you.
Yeah, I understand.
I see you also playing AAU. I seen you had played for Team Melo previously. Are you still playing for Team Melo now?
Yes.
How is that? Explain to some of the people that's not really playing AAU or understanding how what's the expectations of Team Melo or AAU period.
All right, I got you. Basically, the whole expectation with AAU and playing with Team Melo is, well, first of all, AAU showcases you to a lot of different college coaches. It's a way for you to show yourself and what you can do in order to get where you want to go. Did light turn off? Hold on one second. It's also like in the sense of I feel as though there's different brackets for AAU. It's EYBL, EYCL, and then I think there's a whole nother league. This year, we're EYCL, Ray be EYBL. And I don't know, because I don't know how to really explain the fact that AAU, when I've been playing up most of my life, like this is my first year actually playing my age group. But playing up, it's just is like, I don't know, it's tougher competition, and it get harder and harder and harder. But when you have the energy and you have good teammates and y'all can actually have a bond together and work with one another, AAU comes very simple. Because at the end of the day, one big group that's together is going to beat anybody that's separate.
Ah, most definitely can agree with you on that one. Have you met Melo by chance yet? Playing on Team Melo? And what was that experience like for you then, meeting Melo, such a legend, one of my favorite NBA players of all time?
It was a good experience. I think we had a whole talk and stuff. It was a good experience.
That's great, because, you know, Melo is also, you know, a big advocate on female basketball and stuff like that. Because my GOAT was just Kobe Bryant. He was a big advocate of female basketball, and he was really trying to push female basketball as much as he could before he had passed away. So I kind of feel like Melo is like that also, too. You know, I had met Melo once. This was like a while ago. I think I was just out of high school when I first met Melo, and he was just like in his second year in the league. And real cool, down-to-earth guy. I always wanted to talk to him more, to pick his brain a little bit more as I was trying to get deep into my sports collegiate year. But I ain't never really had that opportunity. But that's pretty dope that, you know, y'all get to represent him on, you know, on his team and stuff like that, that he actually had that time to come talk to y'all, hang out with y'all from time to time, and, you know, kick some knowledge to y'all. So I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah. You know, everybody, you know, who really, really, really run it, Malcolm Delaney.
Yes, sir. He is the guy right there. He is the guy to really talk to when it comes to this AAU stuff. Like, I haven't had the chance to meet him, but everybody that plays AAU that I had came across always bring his name up.
I think it's because he pours so much into kids and into our program. Like, even money-wise or anything of that, it's like he'll give support.
That's what's up, man. Hopefully I get to meet him one day. You've been playing, you know, a couple of years now, and either in high school or AAU. Have you touched or have you experienced a championship yet?
Not the one I want.
Ooh, what's the one you want then?
I want my state championship.
That's what I'm talking about. So that means you got one for the AAU. Now you just looking to get one in high school to really solidify that resume. What do you think it will take for you, or not just for you, for Forest Park, really, to actually win that state title?
My senior to reclass, my big. No, but seriously, I feel as though if we all put in the same amount of effort at the same time, we would really have it. Like, we work hard, but I will say this, others can work harder than as we work as a union. Like, I know we all work hard outside of being together and practice with each other, because I know we all do trainings, we all stay extra time after getting shots up, or we have 6:30 morning practice, and he gives us days to show up. Certain days we help each other out and stuff, but doing, actually knowing each other and working fully together the way that we know we probably could have this year, we didn't really succeed in that. And when we was getting to that point, states. So it was just like, we got there and I guess we lost about 1 point, I believe. Pikesville. But I can't blame them. The reigning champs. Can't blame them.
Yeah, Pikesville do got a good organization. Doesn't matter if it's like Pop Warner, high school. I never ran into Pikesville in my high school days, but they always had a good program throughout the years. So, you know what I mean? But your time is coming, I feel like. So now that you got a little taste of being that close to the state, what do you think now that you can do for yourself that it can help better the team to actually win that championship now?
Get a shot. Reach my shot. Like, it's falling and stuff as you, like, keep working on it in the gym. Like, it's falling way better than what it was before. But me personally, as fixing myself, is fix my shot. I feel like everything else is pretty decent, and just noticing certain people on the floor that is with me to get them in certain areas. But other than that, fix my shot and keep bringing energy that I do bring on defense and on offense. I feel like I'm good after that, but I can always learn more, though. I have no problem with that. Always learn more.
Okay. What do you feel like is your better game? Is it your jumper? Is it your dribbling? Is it your defense? Is it an IQ? What do you feel like that is your top priority that you feel like that, yes, this is all me, I got this down pat?
Defense.
Why?
Like, say I'm having a bad game. Nothing falling, no none of that. I get a little in my head a little bit. Every time I get in my head a little bit, I just think back to myself, I can play defense. I know how to play defense. That is my thing. That is what I know is key for me. And once that happens, everything else just starts clicking. And I'd be
okay.
Good.
You know, because defense won championships. Now, are you the rebounder, steal, lockdown defender? Which do you feel like you are top priority in on defense?
Lockdown defender, stealer.
Okay, so we can put you...
go ahead. My bad.
So we can put you on the top score on the offense on the opposite team.
Yeah, no problem. I ain't backing down.
No problem. I like that. Now you can go ahead and finish what you were saying. Now
I jump with the bigs. I ain't trusting I'm gonna get that ball. I jump with the bigs. I got no problem being on the floor. I'll jump with the bigs. I may get it. I may not. But I know I block people that 6 foot, and I don't care.
There you go. You know, I mean, it ain't the size of the fight of the dog. It's the heart. It's the, you know, I mean, the ability to know that you can do that. You said you were pretty much like a lockdown defender. Now, are you the primary point guard, slasher, two, the three? What position you mainly play?
I want to say, which team, or like just in general.
In general, what's your natural position that you feel like that's you? Is it a point running the one? Is it a two guard?
I'm gonna have to say a one.
The one?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say a one. and a two.
Okay, okay. So you don't have a problem of not primarily bringing the ball down or anything in that niche. You can also play the two guard also with no problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's what college is, you know, looking for. That you're not just the only person that wants to be the primary ball, you know, ball handler and stuff like that. You want to be able to dimensional. You want to be able to make sure that you can be that off ball guy. I mean, girl, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So that's pretty dope. Now, have you really start thinking about college yet?
Yes.
Okay. If you can name three colleges right now that you would love to attend, what would those top three colleges be?
Michigan State University.
Ooh, you just got one. You just got one. Okay, all right. I love the confidence. Why Michigan State?
I watch a lot of film on them. I watch a lot of film on a lot of teams, but mainly them because I love their guard play. The way they play the game, it fits me. Mm-hmm. Their coach, I watch videos on their coach and stuff. I would just be looking like, that's where I want to be, and that's where I want to make it to. And if I could, I would. I don't know. If they gave me a chance, I'd definitely try to prove something.
Well, let's go out here and act like they are actually watching this. Well, you know what I mean? Because you never know. It might fall into their hands. Why should Michigan State send you an offer letter?
Why? Hardworking, determined, but not even just that. I don't care who's on that floor. I don't care if I even get dropped. I'm getting back up, and I'm still going to play you, and I'm going to get that ball out your hand. Regardless, I'm going to score. I'm going to do everything it takes for everybody to be played, for everybody to work together, and for us to win this. We're going to put our all into this at the end of the day, and we're going to work together to do it. That's why.
Michigan State, I hope you listening, because we got one right here, straight out of Baltimore. We have one. She is determined to make it to Michigan State to say she got something to prove. And honestly, I think they should, and they probably will give you a shot. As long as everything else is in order, you know, as far as your GPA, you not getting into any outside the court troubles and stuff like that, I feel like Michigan State will come knocking on your door, and they're going to want you and stuff like that. What type of student athlete that Michigan State will get once they come knocking on your door?
I go to all my classes. I'm only late for first period because my fall ball.
Now hold on. Before we keep it going, because you know colleges is gonna look like you can't point the finger. You know, they're gonna look at you like, where's your accountability? Where's your responsibility? How are you gonna play responsible for this? You can't just say, well, my dad late because he got up late.
Because he has to do stuff in the morning because he has to work his route. So we go to his stop. Sometimes he loses track of time. I call him this and the third to come back so we can go to take me to school. So I end up being late because I live over east to west.
Totally get it.
It's not even like, it's like because he got to work and got stuff to do. So we wake up extra early. I think we wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Go do his route stuff. And so we in school at 7:30. They don't mark you. Well, technically, I'm not late because they don't mark you late until 8 o'clock. And I'd be there before 8 o'clock. I'd be like there 7:50, 45.
Well, yeah, that means you're not technically late yet. You know what I mean? Okay, we got somebody else from your family. Miss Monique Fitzgerald said, great job, niece. Keep up the good work.
Hey, auntie. Thank you.
See, look at that. And you know what? Since we... Auntie just popped on here, man. One of the questions I would like to ask is, how does it feel to have such good support system, you know, from your family, from your pops, from your mom, from your uncle, from your aunt? Like, how does that really make you feel?
It makes me feel really happy, actually. Like, I'm enthusiastic about it, overenjoyed. Like, the fact that I have a great support system, and I know most people probably don't have one, makes it way easier on me. And it also helps me help people push forward, too.
That's dope. You know what I mean? Not only you only looking out for yourself, and your aunt also says she loves you, just in case you didn't see it.
I love you too.
But that's dope. You know what I mean? Because not only that your support system is connected to you, you sound like that you're such a leader that your support system also is going to branch out to anybody else that's closer to you, you know, in your circle. So that also shows that great leadership skills right there. It's not just only leading by what you're talking about. It's also leading by example. You just show it more than you're going to talk about it. And then that's what most definitely colleges are looking at. You know what I mean? Just to make sure that you're not easily influenced, you're not easily manipulated by any other things, that a true leader can also be able to be accountable, responsible, and be able to pick others up, not only just by talking, but, you know, like, hey, my auntie said she believes in you too, or my uncle who says that she believes, or my pops, because I can tell you have a good support system, because not only your pops was, you know, not just worried about you being on my show, your pops was also was like, hey, it's some other kids that's up Forest Park also that deserves to have the same opportunity and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, your support system is so strong that it's also touching other people, and they don't even know it yet, you know. So that makes it real dope for them, man. Have you thought about a major, or are you majoring? What's your major in high school?
Right now, my major in high school is computer science.
Ooh, okay. Will you carry that to college, or would you be thinking about another major?
No, I am not.
Why not?
Computer science is cool and all until you got them final exams and you got to write an essay on coding. It's not the coding that's the issue. It's the essay on the coding that's the issue.
Well, you know, I believe that you can, you know, if you master it or perfect the craft now, that when it gets to college, it might be a little bit easier. You think so?
I think it would, but at the same time, I don't think that's what I want to do in life either. What I really want to do is I'm trying to do this internship this summer, if I can see if I can do it online and do a little studying from online and stuff. Mm-hmm. For this law firm that works with real estate too. I want to get my real estate license by the time I am 18, because that's the age I can take the test. So I'm starting mm-hmm. studying over the summer. And then once I get to college, I'm studying business and law.
Ah, okay. Getting your real estate license would be a great deal. You know, for the simple fact that, number one, Baltimore City has a lot of vacant homes.
Yeah.
And if you can, you know, start your own business, start your own real estate company, and eventually start building up these vacant homes, you know, that would be a great business plan. And that's you giving back to your city as well. And then you say you want to go to law?
Law. Once you get to criminal law.
Criminal law? What makes you want to get into criminal law?
Just family.
I totally get it. You won't be that family member. Like, I can get you out of it. I got you.
And it's just like, I'm already always probably normally helping my friends solve problems anyway, whenever they have anything going on.
Okay. Like I said, I feel like that. Go ahead.
I like helping. And if I can help and get money, you know, that works too.
Most definitely, you know, that can go hand in hand, you know what I mean? So it seems like you got a great plan ahead of you. Now, how do you feel like you can maximize your 24 hours? Because, you know, you balling as your pride and joy. You also say you want to get into this program, hopefully, in this summer. And then also, you know, eventually you go on once to crack down on the books on criminal law. So How do you feel like you can maximize your 24 hours in doing all that? Because I believe you can do all that, but do you have a plan that you can maximize as much as you can?
You know, I like to say sleep is for the weak, you know? So it'll work out, I think. Between, I'll build everything around my schedule for basketball, of course. And as I do that, I think I'll figure the rest out easily. Plus, I do hair too, so I also have a side hustle just in case.
Oh, okay. Okay, you can get your own salon. You can go ahead and get your own real estate. See, you know, I feel like you got a great plan. You got a great head on your shoulders. So I'm so glad that the world is now starting to see the bright future that you have for yourself, because it's something real bright coming your way. I'm trying to tell you, all you got to do is be patient and it'll be there for you. Before we I let you go, because I know you got practice coming up real soon for AAU.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in this upcoming basketball season for Forest Park? What are you looking more forward to this season?
Marine.
That's it right there. No more, nothing less.
And I ain't got to say nothing else. We gonna work there. We gonna get there.
I hear that, man. And two more questions. One question is the NIL deals. Do you think that high schoolers should also be able to participate in NIL deals? Maybe like a senior. Let's just say that, because maybe not sophomore, a little bit too young. But in your senior year, do you think that high school kids should be eligible to get NIL deals before they go to college? Or do you think they NIL deals should be waited until you get to college?
I just don't know the logistics in NILs during high school. Like, I mean, it would work regardless, because it's just like NIL deals work as building a platform for you, and it showcases you with other, like, sponsoring stuff. But at the same time, as you sponsor stuff, people be like, who's that? So they look at you more. So I think that it would be smart to do it for high schoolers, because it gets them out there more, and you're still showing off product and stuff. So it's just, I feel as though if they started in like 11th, I ain't gonna lie, I would say 11th, because it's right before senior year and it's more to put them out there than 12th grade year.
I'm with you. And that's how I kind of feel. I feel like if you maybe, I was thinking about, you know, your senior year, but you did make a point about your junior year, you should be eligible to get it. But I was thinking that maybe that, you know, kids should be able to get it. It can help them to afford college instead of putting so much strain on the parents to trying to make loans, or kids out here really trying to bust their butt to fight for a scholarship that, you know, scholarships are very limited.
Right.
So that's why I kind of figure like maybe NIL deals should trickle down to seniors a little bit. So yeah, just so they can, you know, prepare themselves into the next level.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, kids is not responsible with money.
No.
I ain't gonna lie myself. Like, I have a savings, I have that saved up. But the money I do spend, let's just say shopping is therapy.
As for most females, you know, shopping is, you know, retail therapy is always the best therapy for y'all.
It is.
Mackenzie, before I let you go, one last question right here. What advice would you give the next up-and-coming generation, the generation that's after you? You know, because I, like I said, I feel like you're going to make it to whatever destination you want to put yourself at. The next generation that's looking up at Mackenzie like, I like the way she's doing this and doing that. What would be your advice to them?
Don't grow up at too young at an age worrying about the future. Because I spent a lot of time doing that. I had my plan set out since I was little. And you got to understand, like, sometimes stuff backfires. And sometimes it's just like, you need to be a kid. Like, you don't need to worry about what's going to happen in the future. And I understand that you determined to what you want to do and get there. but it's also a time, it's just like, you're young, have fun, be friends with people, don't stay off to yourself. And doing and putting that pressure on yourself makes you fall out of love with certain stuff, like your sport. Because even I went through that, but either way, you're going to find your way back. So I would tell them, don't put too much pressure on yourself as when you're young.
All right, hold on, let's see. We got Mike got a comment for you before I let you go. Somebody named Miracle Matthew said, oh, Kenzie.
Hi, Kenzie.
Let's see, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, the family heard that you was hopping on this interview and they came to call. And I can tell you right now, Kenzie, for this interview so far, we have reached already over 35 views already. So, you know what I mean? You can just see the love that people have for you. And as soon as I told people that I was interviewing you, like this one guy, man, shout out to my guy, GC3 Hoops, man. He was like, oh, you interviewing a high school prospect? Yeah, let me go ahead and promote for you, because he also do a lot of basketball events for girls basketball.
Right.
But he does like a lot of showcases out Arizona. So I can tell you one thing, that me and him are working on something in the future that I think that one of these days, if I can get a trip out to Arizona, maybe mm-hmm. one day I can try to get everything lined up that you and your pops can go out there with me, and yeah. we can try to see how they ball out there and try to put you on a different platform for yourself. Because like I said, my goal is to help a lot of our city kids reach the platform that they don't get the chance to reach.
That sounds amazing.
And I really think that this platform will really help you grow as a person and as a hooper also. So, you know what I mean? As I'm keep going into these meetings and stuff like that, I'm always going to have you in the front of my mind, and I'm always going to make sure I bring you up. You know what right. I mean? Because like I said, once I get things rolling, man, I really think that you will benefit a lot from off of this.
Of course.
Okay, Miss Monique Fitzgerald said, promote my baby. She is our star athlete. She is going big place. Yes, she is, Miss Fitzgerald. Trust me. That's my whole thing right there, is to put Mackenzie on a bigger spotlight than she already are. Look at that. And your family just keep on going. Look at that. See, Kenzie, you gotta stay on the state. You gotta stay on the straight and narrow. You can't let your support system down.
Trust me, I won't.
All right. So, Mackenzie, I greatly appreciate you hopping on, joining the podcast, man. Stay alert, because like I said, once I get some more things, news for you, I will be reaching out to you and your pops, man, to try to make sure that all our plans can be lined up for you. Good luck on your AAU games. Hopefully, y'all can send me your schedule. I can come out. I can scout you a little bit.
We in Houston next week. If you want to go to Houston.
If y'all have gave me a little bit better, you know, more notice, you feel me? I most definitely came to Houston with y'all, but you know, shout out to you going to Houston, bigger place, bigger things. Make sure you give Houston hell. Show them what that Baltimore is like.
I got you.
All right, Mackenzie, you have a great day. All right, have a good day of practice.
You too.
All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Mackenzie Fitzgerald, man. And like I said, this young lady is going places. Y'all clearly see it in the comments. Her family believes in her. I even believe in her. And she will go to wherever destination she wants to go. Michigan State, if you are listening, if you are watching, please watch out for our girl Mackenzie Fitzgerald. Because I guarantee you will not be disappointed in her. She's one of our diamonds in the rough. She is a great young lady that's got success right here knocking at her door. And as you clearly can see, it's nothing but success in Baltimore. You know, that's my second Baltimore rising star that I didn't give y'all now. You know what I mean? Shout out to my guy LaDainian Blackwell, who was on my 2-year anniversary episode, man. He is down in North Carolina, or is it South Carolina? I forgot one of them, but he's down there doing big things for his football team down there now, man. Shout out to him. And I feel like McKenzie is also about to be on that route, man. So shout out to McKenzie. Shout out to Falls Park. Shout out to Baltimore City, because we have great talent here. And I'm glad that people was able to actually see what Baltimore has up and coming. Because it didn't stop at Angel Reese. It ain't stopping at Tank Davis. It ain't stopping at Melo. It ain't stopping at Rudy Gay. It ain't stopping at none of those. We have more talent in this pipeline here in Baltimore. So please watch out for us, because we coming, man. Like I said, shout out to McKenzie, man. Shout out to her whole family that hopped on here. Shout out to her pops, man, G.D. Fitzgerald. Shout out to Mr. Joe Marshall. Mr. Joe, I told you I got you, baby. Shout out to Mr. Joe, man, for actually putting me on to McKenzie and her rising star. So I just can't wait to see where she lands at, man. Before I let everybody go, I got a couple more shout outs, man. GC3 Hoops, man, my guy. He got me a nice drop back screen that I can't wait to receive. He's also helping me put this project together that we're going to be scouting talents. He's going to be doing the West Coast. I'm going to be doing the East Coast. So look out for more of that on the come. Shout out to Locked In Sports. They just dropped episode 26 for them. If you are into that ladies podcast and sports podcasting, that's the podcast you need to go out here and check out, man, because I really feel like Locked In Sports has what y'all are looking for as far as you want to hear a female's opinion, man. Yes, sir. I can't wait to collab with you too, my guy. Let's see. Shout out to my guy Rod on Sister Podcast, man. He always doing wild and great content. Also, shout out to my guy Kurt. Shout out to I had so much shout outs to give out, man, and now it's starting to slip my mind. But shout out to everybody. You feel me? If you are sitting here supporting MTMO Sports Podcast, man, shout out to you, because like I said, I got more guests, special guests coming, more great talent in Baltimore City coming. I got returning guests. I got collaborations. MTMO got some things for y'all, man. So please stay tuned, man. If you're not already following my links, man, go ahead with my social media links. I'm about to go ahead and put that up for y'all real quick. Here's go my social media output, man. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, aka X. Make sure y'all go out here and let's keep on running these subscribers up. Also for my YouTube channel, man, my goal is still try to make 1,000 subscribers. You feel me? That's just goal one. You know what I mean? Help me. Let's get there. I'm already at 125. Shout out to my 125 subscribers that's been down with me. Let's keep growing. That is the plan, is to keep growing. Also, man, if you're looking to try to get an MTMO hat, shirt, hoodie, whatever it is, you're a pro, man, go into my link, man. Go to the spread shop. You can go ahead and go shop until you drop, for real. Support me. Help me. You feel me? Once again, man, it's your boy Dav, man, for MTMO Sports Podcast, man. And I just gave you another dope episode, another dope interview from my own Baltimore. You feel me? And catch you on these streets. You feel me? Hold on. I got another one. Mr. Joe, I told you. Thank you, Mr. Joe. Let me know the feedback tomorrow, Mr. Joe, once I get to work. Yes, man. Of course, man. I appreciate y'all for, you know, tuning in and supporting McKenzie. Like I said, I got more things in store for her. Like I said, once I get to talking and collabing with my guy, I'm going to put McKenzie in the great spotlight. That was my goal. I told Mr. Joe that, and I'm going to try to be the man of my word, because normally I am the man of my word. You feel me? So I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. I catch y'all when I catch y'all. Check me out.